Consider humility. Song of Mary, Part 4. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. Luke 1:48. What beautiful name by which to be referred, handmaiden. What an exquisite name by which to refer to oneself. A handmaiden is one that devotes herself to the service and attention of another. It's one whose loving devotion and rapt attention is focused on serving another. Oh, behold, the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a handmaiden look unto the hand of her mistress. So our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Oh, the eyes of the Lord had been upon young Mary for many a year, for she was called and chosen to be his special vessel for his unique son. The righteousness of this woman had not gone unnoticed before the Lord, for the eyes of Mary had been upon the Lord for many a year during her short life. Her devotion to God dictated an equal devotion to the Son of his love. Her poverty and lowly estate were no barrier to the Lord, for her delight was in the Lord. Indeed, her humility of heart and modest estate was what attracted his attention. For who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. For a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. There were many beautiful women in Israel at the time that Mary was called and chosen, but she was one of a diminishing remnant, waiting for the coming of the Lord. Only the one whose heart was perfect towards the Lord can be used by the Lord. Only the one who is watching and waiting for the Lord is called and chosen. For the Lord's eyes behold, and his eyelids try the children of men. For many are called, but few are chosen. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. Oh, but you argue, my life is not like that, not like the mother of our Lord. My life was raised in the gutter, and my heart has been blooded in life's cruel walk. How, you argue, how could he use me, as he did the mother of our Lord? Oh, Christian, she too needed a saviour. She also needed a redeemer. Her sin required a saviour, no less than yours and no less than mine. For all have sinned and fall short of his glory. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Remember that without the shedding of Christ's blood there is no remission. That means no forgiveness for anyone, not for me, for you, not for Mary. The gentle handmaid of the Lord is in equal need of his grace and forgiveness. But once forgiveness is bestowed, all condemnation is eternally removed for ever. For there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, praise God, there is no exception to this, none, including you and including me. But there is one little clue that each of us should take to heart as we look at Mary. This young handmaiden was of low estate and lowly of heart. Humility was her inner clothing. Her heart was ever open to the Lord's examination. How do we know that she was humble of heart? Well, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. The eyes of the Lord still look to and fro across the world to see whom he can choose today. Can he choose you to be his special lowly vessel? Can he choose me? Oh, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Consider washing the feet of another. Consider the Lord washing your feet. Consider humility.